providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And the theme of this weekend show is really talking to private investors that are focused in the commodities or resource stocks, a lot in gold, to try to get their understanding, their feeling for this market that, unfortunately, especially for the stocks, has been pretty devastating over the last year. I know gold has only dropped, let's say, a little over 10% from its peak about a year ago. Some of these stocks, especially the juniors, they're 50, 60, 70% off some of their highs. So Shad and I right now are chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc, another private investor in the precious metal space and one that has built up a very large following on our site in particular. Doc, I want to start off big picture here. Again, we look at the complete underperformance of the gold stocks and also the pullback in gold after a good run. Whether you argue that the bull market started in 2019 or back in 2015, either way, look, we've had a year of down action, and clearly investors have started in a large amount now turning away from the sector. Doc, what charts do you think are most important for precious metals investors to look at right now?
The most important charts, and I've said this right along, for the precious metals are the monthly charts. And when we got to a high last year in August, I mentioned I thought we were probably at a high and we would probably reverse that and start grinding lower over time. And we've done that. And what really scares me is how similar that chart right now looks like 2011-2012 chart. It's playing out almost exactly the same. I don't think it will, but right now you could almost superimpose those monthly charts going back to 2011 and 2012 to the charts we're watching today. Now, the interesting thing is what I've been mentioning about the monthly charts this time around. One good thing is we've never closed on a monthly basis below the 20-month moving average of the Bollinger Bands, and we're right at it right now. Now, I think that maybe next week we will close under it for the first time, possibly, but it's held up there. But if we close below that next week and then have a couple more closes below it, we're probably going to go a little bit lower, and we're going to form a trading range for a while. And the other thing I would note on the monthly chart, and I've said this before, is that on the MACD, on the momentum chart of the MACD, I felt that when we move down and eventually bottom, I don't believe we will go into negative territory. I think we will bottom around neutral at zero on the chart or just above it, which would be a positive, because if we go negative, it's going to be a lot worse than people think. But I don't think that's going to happen. But we have a ways to go. And the last point I would make is I can't believe how gold has held up with the way that these miners have gotten crushed. And you would expect eventually gold to go down commensurately in some way so that we have some lower prices here. And I think that may happen. And maybe the miners are telling us this. And I think we will go lower, but we'll see.
So, Doc, it sounds like you think that the stocks are, again, preceding another move down, or at least leading the gold price lower. When you look at some of these daily charts and even some of the weekly charts, then looking for some near-term resistance, all eyes for gold really are on that, let's say, 1670 to 1680 level, which that flash crash about 2 weeks ago took us right down to that level. Do you think that's going to hold? It definitely sounds like you think that's going to be tested.
Yeah, I think that's going to be tested again from what I'm seeing. I don't know how we can avoid it. Now, the question is, if we have a close below that, I think a very important level is going to be 1600. I think if we can keep our closes in the months ahead above that, we're in good shape. We don't want to close any month in the future below 1600, Corey. That's what I'm looking for. We're going to start to, with the Bollinger Bands on the monthly, they're going to start to turn laterally here pretty soon, and we're going to start to have it looks like a trading range. If we're going to go higher, it better be really quick here, because otherwise we're going to be in a trading range.
Well, Doc, let me just follow up on that point, because the 1673, 1677 March lows, they were tested for a third time. Generally, when a level gets tested a fourth or fifth time, it's going to break. So the worry would be, okay, we break that level. You know, are we now in a more confirmed cyclical bear market within a larger secular bull market? And Dave Erfley, in a discussion with him just earlier this week, he mentioned that 1550 level as strong support. And if people recall, that's where things really broke down back in 2013 in the bear market, where they really cascaded down and they got into the 1300s and 1200s eventually, and then all the way down to 1050 by the end of the bear market. So he sees that level as critical. Do you think that we could still break that 1600 level that you were saying would be bad and get to 1550 and hold and still retain the larger bull market trend overall?
I do think we can. And I'm not concerned about a break here where we move back down toward 1200, 1300. I don't see it. Things would really have to get bad globally for that to happen. We would have to have a 1929 type of conventional market crash, in my view, to see that happening. So I don't see that happening at all based on what I'm watching on these long-term charts. Because before that ever happens, if there's fear from a conventional market meltdown, you're going to see money printing like you've never seen before in our lives. And that in itself, I think, would be extremely positive for the precious metals, particularly gold.
Well, another thing to think about, and I've posted a chart like this on the site a few times, if you look all the way back, we still have this pattern of higher lows in place, you know, from the 1100 area to the 1260 area. And then in November of 2019, 1446, the flash crash during the pandemic was down to 1450. So even if gold were to break that 1670 level and bottom, let's say in the 1620s or above that 1550 support, we'd still have the overall longer term pattern of higher lows, which is still bullish. But if those were to break, obviously all bets are off. But is there a case to be made where gold does base over the next couple of months and then dig its way back out? It may not be a giant V-shaped rebound, but what do you think the exit of this and into the bull market will look like? Will it be something that takes months, or will it take a year?
Well, yeah, I think what we'll do is we'll find the bottom. I've been saying this in the first quarter of next year. Maybe it might even extend for gold, and I'm not talking about the miners. For gold in the first quarter of next year, or the first half of next year, I think we'll basically see the bottom. And then I think we can trade sideways for a while to build a base and be consolidated. And if you remember back 2011-12, as we moved down in gold, I said we'd see a U-shaped market for a while, and that's what we did see. And I think we might get that again to a degree, but I don't think it'll be the length that we saw from the 2011-2012 meltdown. We were in that bottom of that U for about 5 years, approximately 5 years, almost 6 years. This time, I don't think that's going to happen. We could be in a bottoming phase and part of 2022 and 2023, but I think that would be it, frankly. I think by 2024, I think we're going to move and challenge those highs and move higher. And I don't think it's going to be later than that, Shad.
Doc, I hate to bring this up, but you brought up 2011, 2012. There are some similarities on these charts. If you go back to the peak in gold in 2011 to that initial bottom when it was correcting in about mid-2012, where gold corrected to 1526, That was 9 months. And then it took another 11 months for that low to be broken again after another bounce. You look at the correction that gold's been through here from the peak to the bottom this year in March. That was 8 months. So we're only a month off, and now we're only about 6 months past that time. Doc, can we rule out, unfortunately, a bear market starting similar to what we saw about a decade ago?
No. In fact, this, like I said, you can transpose this monthly chart almost exactly on the 2011-2012 chart. And but if we can, if that 12-month can hang in with the 26-month and stay fairly close to it, we're not going to see a vicious sell-off. But if that thing drops out of bed like next month or October, like it did in 2013, early part of 2013, where you had separation of pricing of the 12-month and 26, you're going to see a cascading low, or you're going to see that gold price cascade low just like it did back in 2013. So the next 2-3 months are going to be extremely informative on whether we see a considerable drop in the gold price or whether we continue to grind just lower and hold at the 1550 area. So the monthly chart is so important right now. The weekly and the daily charts tell you nothing. But the monthly chart just speaks volumes here.
Well, just to give people a glimmer of hope, I'm going to throw out the other idea, which is, besides the fact that we could be setting up for a confirmed bear market, there's the other school of thought in the bullish case that says we're in this giant cup and handle from 2011 to 2020, where the 1921 peak in 2011 and the 2089 peak make the big top of the cup and this big rounded bottom you discussed, Doc. But then there's the handle, which we've been in. And some people, like Jordan Royburn mentioned, the handle may take longer to form than people think. Could this still, this weakness we're seeing and this downward channel since last August, still be part of that handle that is yet to form on that massive 10-year chart? And could that still be a bullish pattern overall?
Absolutely. In fact, if it plays out the way I talked about, that you don't go below a neutral on MACD and you go toward 1600 and 1550, and then you hang around there a little bit in 2022 to 23, and then start up toward 2024, you've got a beautiful handle, and it's probably going to be a stronger handle based on the length of time. So that can still hold true at this present time, and that's a very strong possibility yet. And that's why I feel that everybody shouldn't get completely depressed here yet. And it's going to be tough the second part of this year. And those guys that were talking about going to new highs, I don't know where they got that idea, but there's no way that's going to happen. And so it's going to be a tough end of the year here, and then we'll see what next year brings. But yeah, that cup and handle is still in play, even if we go lower here and then turn sideways for a couple or a few months and then start our move up. So it is still in play.
Yeah, that is a very good point too. So something, again, that you can look at on the positive side of things. Right now, it's just, it's been a tough market, and let's see where price action takes us. As you said, Doc, I do want to quickly ask you about fundamental factors too, because we do talk about fundamentals, and quite frankly, there's a lot of fundamentals to chat about. The ones that I think are most important here is what's going on with the economy. So underneath what the economy here, inflation data has peaked, which also means that real interest rates have bottomed, at least for the near term. And boy, oh boy, did they bottom in negative territory. And we also need to look at Fed policy. COVID is another thing we can talk about, but that's so variable and that's just all over the place that right now, when we look at Fed policy, looks like the Fed is now talking about tapering this week. When you put that all into context, inflation peaking, real interest rates starting to climb again, maybe the Fed tightening, to me, that's almost everything going against gold, which isn't necessarily a bad thing considering where gold is trading. But what do you take away from the fundamentals, and which ones do you think matter the most?
Well, I think, and I've said this, that we would, I agreed with the Fed a number of weeks ago when they said inflation might be transitory, and I said that. And I feel that we're going to enter a disinflation period here. And all that means is your rate of change of inflation is going to slow down. It doesn't mean that we go negative. That's all that means. And I think that's a real possibility, because I don't think this economy is as strong as people would like. And I think some of the variables are starting to show us that. And that means that growth isn't going to be what they expect it to be. And I say that because all this stimulus ends by the end of the year. And then we'll see what kind of economy we have. And what's interesting is the Fed's talking about tapering. Well, I think we're going to see signs of slowing before they make that decision. Then the decision is, do they taper into a slowing economy or do they back off? And this will take a few months to play out. And I think that even if they start to taper, they're going to have to reverse just like last time again. And then if we have the kind of slow economy I think is possible, you're going to have money printing again. And I think that's when I think gold could really make a move at that point in time.
So, Doc, yeah, I was going to ask you along those same lines. So just to reiterate what you're saying there, you're saying that let's say that they actually start the tapering. They pull the punch bowl away from the party and they start dialing back their bond buying. And maybe they go from $120 billion a month down to $90 billion a month. But if that happens and they stop buying bonds, I don't know who else is going to want to buy them. So that'll force the rates up. Interest rates will go up. And if interest rates go up, that usually pressures the general stock markets. So if the markets have a taper tantrum like they've had in 2013 and like they had a mini one in 2018, and the Fed does have to say, just kidding, we're going to come back and start buying bonds again, you think that could be the real driver there? That could be the catalyst that we're waiting for in the gold market?
Yeah, because that completely reverses their narrative again. And something interesting that I've noted on the TLT, which is a 20-year Treasury bond ETF, I don't see a lot of strength in that right now. That's had that's had 5 months of higher closing prices, but I think that thing is starting to look a little weak right now, which I find interesting, and that doesn't make sense to me right now. But the charts are kind of saying that there's not a lot of strength to the bond market right now, which I find to be interesting.
All right, Doc, let's move to portfolio management then. First, what have you been doing with your portfolio? Have you been a seller? Have you been buying anything? Or are you simply sitting on your cash?
What I done is 3 weeks ago, I sold a couple of my positions where I had made money, but their pricing at the point I sold was not looking favorably to me. Their charts weren't. And one of them I'll share with you was New Gold, where I sold down at about $1.80 or $1.70. Now it's down to $1. I'm glad I sold it because I had made a profit over time in it, and I had quite a position in it. And another one was NovaGold. So my portfolio now, my percentage invested in precious metals, I'm back into the 30s%. And I have quite a few exploration companies. Well, they don't have much further to fall on a percentage basis. They're about where they're going to be. Plus, I haven't a lot of loss in them because I bought them at low prices. But where I'm going to focus on going forward is I'm going to focus on the producers. I'm going to focus in on some of the good royalty companies. And that's where I'm going to put my big positions in to prepare for the next move as we go forward. And I'm buying nothing right now because I think the next few weeks are going to be problematic. One good thing, though, is that the weekly on the gold charts doesn't look too bad, but the monthly still looks tough. And so I always go with the long-term charts as far as trend, even though the weekly looks okay. I go with the long-term because that often turns out to be right. So I'm just in a holding pattern. I'm in a lot of cash. I'm just waiting. And I will be purchasing in the future when I believe this thing has bottomed.
Well, Doc, when you say when you believe it's bottomed, will you be looking more for gold price to confirm that it's breaking up the new levels? Or will you be looking at the miners and looking at indexes like GDX or GDXJ to see if they are leading the track higher? What will you be looking for when things have bottomed and when you think that generalist money is going to start coming back in the space?
I'll look to the miners because the miners have gotten hurt so badly that I think gold is going to lag in price. And I think the miners, some of the producers will probably perk up before gold does. And that's what I'll be watching, Shad. And when I think some of these producers have bottomed, that's when I'm going to purchase them regardless of gold price. And that's what my plan is. And also some of the mid-tiers. That's what I'm going to wait because those are the ones that will really do well out of the gate the next time. And it'll take the GDXJ and the juniors a little bit longer. And that's what my plan is. But I will be buying some of the juniors that I like from a speculative standpoint. And I'll do it based on charts again.
All right. Hey, Doc. Great having you on the show. I hope you all enjoyed this weekend's edition. We really did focus, again, with a lot of private investors here trying to make sense of this continued correction. Now, everyone, please keep in touch. Our emails are fleck@kereport.com and shad@kereport.com. We love hearing from all of you. We really have been focusing more on company interviews and also a lot of webinars. Those will keep rolling out. So please keep on visiting our site, kereport.com. And hey, everyone, have a great weekend. Doc, really appreciate your time. Thanks again.